Hey, good evening, everybody. It's me, Luke Raspberry, your local sports enthusiast. And if you don't know what that means, there's a difference between a sports analyst and the difference between a sports enthusiast. I'm an enthusiast, and that's because analysts, well, they get paid to talk about sports. And enthusiasts, well, we just do it for the fun of it. So I'll be your local sports enthusiast today. We're going to talk about 15 to 30 minutes solely on college football, and not just college football in general, but the bowl season. If you don't know what the bowl season is, well, basically throughout the entire season of college football, all the teams play in normal games, stuff like that. But then, if you can achieve a 6-6 record or better, meaning you win more than 6 games, you are eligible for the bowl season, which means after the end of the year, if you play in your conference championship or not, you'll be awarded a bowl game. Now, it might not be the most glorious bowl. It might be like the Tax Slayer Bowl or something, but it's still a chance for your team to get to go travel somewhere, play a team from a different conference, possibly the same conference, and just a fun game. And it's a game where there's a trophy on the line, and it really is an exciting time for both the players, coaches, seniors especially, as it gives you an opportunity to win your bowl game against a team you haven't played possibly in your entire career. So today we're going to talk about, of course, the big bowls, the New Year's Six bowls. The college football playoff is a big one, you know, the decisions that were made by the committee to put certain teams in. And then we're also going to talk about previewing the regular bowls, and we're going to preview for you also the New Year's Six bowls and the conference champions and all those sorts of things. So without further ado, we'll kick right into it. You know, we'll talk about who's going to be in the playoff first. You know, number one, undoubtedly, was Clemson. You know, they beat Miami in the ACC championship game, which was really a win and get into the playoff sort of game. We've talked about that a little bit before and on my radio shows. But we knew that beating Miami was going to be a win and get in type situation for Clemson and for Miami the same way. So Clemson got the nudge at number one, which probably nobody had any question to. Oklahoma, they ended up beating TCU to get to be in. We knew if they won, they would be in as well. At two, though, was a little bit of a stretch for them because they were going in to their conference champion as three. Really, Auburn was number two. Auburn ends up losing to Georgia, who ends up getting three, so Oklahoma gets a little bit of help there going up to two. Probably would have stayed at three if Auburn would have won, but Oklahoma's there at two. That's your two team. We already said Georgia got three as they won the SEC championship game, which was really an impressive win for them over Auburn, avenging their only loss on the season. So they're three. So far we've got Clemson at one, Oklahoma at two, Georgia at three. And then number four was kind of up in the air. We had determined that if Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia won, as well if Auburn would have won or Miami would have won or if Wisconsin would have won, they all would have been in. But none of those teams, when you're sitting there at four, you have Ohio State, who just won the Big Ten championship game against a Wisconsin team that hadn't really proven themselves on the big scale yet, a team that got embarrassed by Iowa and lost to Oklahoma already with two losses as that team over the Buckeyes. And then you also have the Crimson Tide, who a week ago lost to the Auburn Tigers in the Iron Bowl, which is such a big game there in the state of Alabama. They lost that game, didn't even get to play in the SEC championship game. And then you also had the USC Trojans, who won the Pac-12 champions outright. They really didn't have the best of year, did the Trojans. Sam Darnold struggled. Probably should stay in college, in my opinion, but we'll see what he decides to do with that. So you really had those three teams to choose from right there in Ohio State, the Big Ten champion, Alabama, arguably the best team in college football who didn't play for a conference champion, and then USC, kind of the dark horse in the race for that fourth spot. Everybody was on their toes Sunday morning at noon as the reveal of who would be in the playoff happened, and undoubtedly so. We had Clemson 1, Oklahoma 2, Georgia 3. Everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me who gets 4. Well, lo and behold, Alabama Crimson Tide gets the fourth spot. And in my opinion, I said that's the right move. I said all week leading up to the game that if Ohio State wanted to get into the playoff, Oklahoma was going to have to lose the Big 12 championship because we knew the winner of the ACC and the SEC game were going to get in. There's two right there. And if Oklahoma lost, that would open a spot. And then also if Wisconsin lost, that would open a spot. Alabama was going to get the first whoops spot. They were the best team, arguably, in college football. They were going to get that whoops spot. If Ohio State wanted to get in, they needed to get that second whoops spot. And Oklahoma didn't let them have their slot. So Ohio State was on the outside looking in to the college football playoff. Now, do I think Alabama deserved that spot? Yes, I do. And here's why I believe Alabama deserved to get in over Ohio State. In Las Vegas, they do odds for everything. The team favored to win the college football playoff by odds of 2-1 is Alabama Crimson Tide. It's not even close. Clemson has 3-1 odds, and Georgia and Oklahoma both have 5-1 odds. You can't tell me a team that is favored to win shouldn't deserve to be in the playoff. Now, I know they didn't have the best resume. They weren't a conference champion, but we're not having a playoff based on the conference champions or the most deserving. We're having a playoff of the best teams in college football, and undoubtedly so. You can't say that the Crimson Tide of Alabama aren't one of the best four teams, let alone the best team in college football. You just can't say it. So therefore, Alabama gets the nudge. The committee puts two SEC teams in Alabama and Georgia, both at 3-4, and arguably both those teams look pretty good in this playoff. So now we know the four teams that got in. We'll preview those a little bit later in the show, so stick with us for that. We're going to talk about the other New Year's Six bowls real fast, you know, preview what the committee decided to do with the other teams that were deserving and close to the playoff but are still going to get the recognition of a New Year's Six bowl. The Fiesta Bowl, great game. The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl was forever a great game. They actually have a new sponsor now. It's now the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, but several great games for the Fiesta Bowl. Really, it has amazing heritage back to when Boise State won that game. That was the Fiesta Bowl off the Hail Mary reverse. Then there was the Statue of Liberty for Boise State. Tim Tebow played in a few Fiesta Bowls. But this year, the Fiesta Bowl will be the Washington Huskies versus the Penn State Nittany Lions. And what's interesting about this game is that Saquon Barkley will not play in this football game. Saquon Barkley is sitting out to go to the NFL draft. So the Penn State Nittany Lions are without the best weapon in college football, and he will not play in this game. So if Penn State wants to have a chance against Washington and their amazing defense there by the Huskies, Trace McSorley is going to have a great game at quarterback for the Nittany Lions. In my opinion, I think Washington wins by a touchdown just because of the absence of Barkley, but that's just my personal pick. I'll pick who I think will win all these bowl games for you, so y'all have a little bit of an enthusiast eye point of view. And remember, when I say enthusiast, I basically mean analyst, but don't get paid. That's what I am, folks. Moving on into the Cotton Bowl, which is always a great game. It's always the Cotton Bowl is anything but soft. I always love that. It's a great thing to say. And this game is really interesting to me. It's got the Ohio State Buckeyes up against the USC Trojans. Now, both of these teams could have easily been in the college football playoff. Honestly, they could have. If the coin would have been flipped the other way, if something would have gone better for them in the season, Alabama has one more loss, anything like that, either of these two teams could be in the playoff right now. So this is almost like an extra playoff game in the Cotton Bowl between the Buckeyes and the Trojans. It'll be interesting to see how this game goes, as Sam Darnold has not played well in big games so far this year. That's the USC quarterback. And JT Barrett is definitely banged up. He had surgery 6 days before the Big Ten Championship game, and he hurt his throwing shoulder, I believe, during the Big Ten Championship game, and he was gutting it out against Wisconsin. So it'll be interesting to see him play against a very good Trojan team. Both quarterbacks will be having an interesting day. I give the Buckeyes 4 points. I give the Buckeyes 4-point victory over the Trojans just because of how amazing that Ohio State defense is. I think that Ohio State defense gets lots of turnovers off Darnold. I think Ronald Jones, though, in the run game has a big game for the Trojans. Really hoping to see this game live, as my New Year's is getting a lot better with all these games that the committee is releasing. For the Peach Bowl, everybody loves the Peach Bowl, and this year, this game is the game to circle, okay? The Peach Bowl is probably my favorite game that the committee selected. Honestly, it might even be my favorite bowl game overall. The Peach Bowl is going to be the UCF Golden Knights, your American Athletic Conference champions. The little team that could, okay, versus Big Bad Auburn that has beaten Alabama, that has beaten Georgia, was one touchdown away from beating Clemson. So you've got this little team coming from the American Athletic Conference that can put up points with anybody. They just played an amazing championship game against Memphis. Like, and I mean amazing. That game went into double overtime against Memphis. There were points galore. They were firing on all cylinders, was UCF against Memphis, and they are looking to be the only undefeated team to finish their season. But the thing standing in the little team that could's way, okay, is the SEC East champions. Arguably the hardest conference in college football and the hardest division in that conference. The committee, in recent memory, think about Western Michigan last year, the little team that could last year. They had to go play Wisconsin. Okay, Wisconsin was arguably the worst team that made it to a conference championship last year. They were not good. They were in an easy division. And before that, it just seemed the committee has put that little team that could, that everybody believes in, Cinderella story, up against somebody that they know they're going to win to have the believe story happen. Okay, this year, that is not the case. UCF's going to play Auburn. And Auburn is going to be a good football team, okay? Auburn is a great football team. Auburn doesn't lose to LSU early on in the season. Auburn's in the playoff right now instead of maybe an Alabama or a Georgia as they beat both of them, okay? But UCF's got their work cut out for them. I would love to see that game live. I would love to see Mackenzie Milton and all those amazing receivers go up against an SEC secondary, because that's not really the SEC's forte, passing points. It's more like you just hit each other really hard and slug it out and hope for the best in the SEC. But in American Athletic Conference, if you don't put up 60 points a game, you ain't getting that W. So it's going to be a tale of two different stories, and definitely a tale of different recruiting bases, because if UCF coach is calling you, you might not pick up. But if Auburn's coach Gus Malzahn's calling, you're pretty much going to go, okay? So this will be Scott Frost's last game at UCF. Looking forward to the Peach Bowl. Moving on into the Orange Bowl as the Wisconsin Badgers will take on the Miami Hurricanes. And what's great about this game is both of these teams had a lot of hype on them, okay? Like a lot. Large fan base. Wisconsin was the only Power 5 undefeated team until last week they lost to the Buckeyes. Miami, the U, was back. They were undefeated for a long time. Lost two straight, ending the season. Both these teams kind of have fallen off the face of the earth. It'll be interesting to see if Bucky Badger and the U can make a comeback here against one another. I like this matchup. I like this one a lot. I would love to see it. Really looking forward to that one. Those are all the New Year's Six Bowls. Fiesta Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Peach Bowl, Orange Bowl. We'll talk Sugar Bowl and Rose Bowl, which are the semifinal games, a little bit later. We're going to end it with that. But we already know Clemson's going to play Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. Georgia versus Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. We'll talk about that later, because those are the matchups that are really going to matter when it comes to the national championship. Moving into the non-New Year's Six Bowls, the other bowls, the regular bowl season, it's really going to be a pretty good bowl season, I think. The number one bowl ranked by the CBSSports.com that is non-power, non-New Year's Six, is going to be the Alamo Bowl, which will pit number 13 Stanford versus number 15 TCU, which I think will be a really good game. The Alamo Bowl has really been the best bowl that's not been New Year's Six since the playoff has started. TCU has missed out a few times, plays in the Alamo Bowl. It's really like just really close to TCU. Stanford's a great team this year. They really are. I would have liked to see them beat USC in the Pac-12 championship. I think that the committee would have given Stanford a better nod than USC into the playoff, but USC took care of business against Stanford. Now, if Stanford can take care of the Frogs It'll really just boost that because they have a great defense down there for the trees, okay? The Cardinals been playing well. But if you're TCU here, you just got obliterated by Oklahoma. Like, Baker Mayfield destroyed this team. I give Stanford the win by, I think, about 10 points, honestly, because Kenny Hill and TCU haven't been playing well as of late, and Stanford's defense is going to be a team that's really probably going to shut you down most of the game, and it's going to be a close one, but I give 10 points to Stanford in this one. Moving into the next game ranked by CBS Sports for the regular season bowl, I'm going to go with the Citrus Bowl, which will pit the LSU Tigers, who, if they're in any other division, okay, in college football besides the SEC East, they go undefeated. Okay, they have three losses, but their three losses, you look at them, they lost to Alabama, they beat Auburn, then they lose to Mississippi State, and they lose to Georgia. Okay? Those are three big losses to big schools that if they're playing in like the ACC, they don't have those losses. And that's just fact. Okay? LSU is a good team with three losses. They're going to play the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, which Notre Dame, if they could have won out at the end of the season, probably could have made a playoff run. Notre Dame ends up in the Citrus Bowl against LSU. I don't think this game is close. I think LSU wins by about 20 points because I don't think that the Irish are as good as the hype on them early in the season. I think LSU is very much undersold as a football team. Next is the Camping World Bowl, which is pitting Oklahoma State versus Virginia Tech. Another great game. Oklahoma State's another one seems like LSU. If they're in a different conference, different division, they'd probably go undefeated, as well as they lost to TCU, lost to West Virginia, they lost to Oklahoma. Then they beat Iowa State, which really messed Iowa State up, but Oklahoma State was in that division where they could have been great, but then they just had to play their conference rivals, and it just fell apart. And Virginia Tech's actually doing pretty well this season. They've had better years in the past, but the new coaching staff that's came in for Virginia Tech's really done well. I don't really see Virginia Tech beating Oklahoma State, but I see them putting up a fight. I give Oklahoma State a touchdown in this one. I give OSU a touchdown. In the Tax Slayer Bowl, it's going to pit Mississippi State against Louisville. We'll see Lamar Jackson probably for the last time in college football in the Tax Slayer Bowl, as he'll play Mississippi State, who, again, just like LSU, they're in a different conference, probably don't have four losses. Okay, they lost to Auburn. They lost to LSU. They beat LSU. They lost to Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, and I believe they lost to Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl as well. But they really just, the SEC, that's the problem with the SEC. They really pound each other up a lot. But I think Lamar Jackson gives Mississippi State a run for their money, especially without Fitzgerald, who is a great player, and they're going to not have a coach, as Mississippi State's head coach has moved on to a new school. So I give Louisville 1 point. I think that's going to be a good game there in the Tax Slayer Bowl. The Sun Bowl, though, however, will pit Arizona State versus North Carolina State. Now, Arizona State has had some news here lately as they hired Herm Edwards, head coach. He is an ESPN analyst, which is basically somebody like me that gets paid. And Herm Edwards is a great coach. He really is. I really respect what Herm Edwards does, what he preaches, what he teaches his teams. He's a great coach. Look forward to his time at Arizona State. Now, they don't have him yet. He won't coach the bowl. Their coach is gone, and they're playing a very good North Carolina State team. The Wolfpack was pretty good this year, as they almost beat Miami, they almost beat Clemson, and they beat Virginia Tech, which are roughly the toughest teams in that ACC Coastal that they got to play every year. So really, they've had a pretty good season. They've just had some close losses they couldn't afford to have when they were making a playoff run. I give North Carolina State the win here by about 10 points, and I think that the Sun Devils are going to get better with Herm Edwards, but he's not there yet. So they're almost there. They're knocking on the door for betterness, but they just ain't home yet. In the Pinstripe Bowl, it'll hit Iowa against Boston College, and Iowa has seen better years, but their 31-point defeat of Ohio State is mind-boggling. This team was able to do that. Josh Jackson, the cornerback from Iowa, has had a great year. He's a great corner, a good player. The run game of Iowa is good as always. In Boston College, I don't know if they'll be able to be a team that can set up pound for pound for the offensive line of Iowa. I think Iowa wins this game in a low-scoring, high-fashion football game. I give Iowa about 10 points in that one. The Las Vegas Bowl. It'll be Boise State against Oregon. Now, about 3 years ago, this would be a key prime time, maybe even a New Year's Six, possibly a playoff bowl. Nowadays, Boise State's moved in different directions. They did win the Mountain West Conference, but they had to play Fresno State to get it. Okay? They don't have to play TCU anymore. They don't have to play Missouri anymore. Now they're just playing Fresno State's. It's not impressive anymore to be the Mountain West Conference champion. Boise State needs to move on to another conference to have a shot at the playoff because Boise State is a good team and a good program that's not getting the respect they deserve because they play Nevada and Hawaii and Fresno State and teams like that every year, and it's just not good for the program. And Oregon, what do you say about Oregon? Chip Kelly leaving that program, Marcus Mariota leaving that program, all the great players, the flashiness of the rest of college football stepping up has really hurt recruiting, really hurt a lot of things for that program, and they've just fallen off the face of the earth. I give Boise State the win in this one, although I would have loved to see this game about 3 years ago. I think we all would have loved to see that game. But I give Boise State the win, and it's going to be a close one, about 4 points for Boise. In the Holiday Bowl, we're going to see Michigan State against Washington State. Both teams have had big wins, have been in the national spotlight, both fallen out a lot. Okay, Michigan State beats Penn State and Michigan, and then loses to Ohio State, loses games that they can't afford to lose, doesn't make it to the conference championship for the Big Ten, even though they were close. They were very close. Ohio State loses to Michigan. Michigan State gets in. That's how close they were in that one race, but they just didn't quite get there. Michigan State fell off the face of the earth, and Washington State, after that embarrassing loss to Texas on primetime football, also fell off. I give Michigan State this win, though, about probably 3 points. I give them a field goal win in that one. In the Belk Bowl, Texas A&M versus Wake Forest. This is when it gets a little bit interesting. Texas A&M is a good program. Wake Forest was the worst program, arguably, in Power 5 last year. I say Texas A&M sweeps the floor with Wake Forest. Now, I've been wrong before, but Wake Forest is not a team that I think should deserve a bowl. They're 6-6. Probably I would have gave it somebody else, but they deserved it. They earned it. Texas A&M wins by a large margin in that game, in my opinion. That's my personal opinion. In the Military Bowl, we're getting some military action here as Virginia's going to play Navy. Virginia's a great squad. Navy's a great squad. Looking forward to that game. I think Navy takes it by about 7 points. We're going to move a little bit of tempo here as we're running out of time. We're going to get through the rest of these bowls and get to the playoff. The Music City Bowl will pit Northwestern versus Kentucky. Northwestern, one of the better teams in the Big Ten. Kentucky has been the laughingstock of the SEC for a while. I think Northwestern takes this football game. In the Texas Bowl, we'll see Texas pitted against Missouri. Looks to be a good game. The two Big 12 rivals that haven't played each other in a while as Missouri moved on to the SEC. They used to play it quite often. Texas, long time, dominates the series, but this is a different team now as Missouri has really turned their program around. They're much better now. They're adjusting to the SEC culture. As I think Missouri gets the W in this one by about 5 points. In the Outback Bowl, the huge game of South Carolina versus Michigan, the Jadeveon Clowney hit happened in the Outback Bowl against Michigan. I think repeat action there. South Carolina will defeat Michigan in a stunner in a great football game. I give South Carolina 7 points in that one. Definitely some more bowl games for your action here. You're going to have the Cure Bowl, Georgia State versus Western Kentucky, the Foster Farms Bowl, Purdue versus Arizona, Birmingham Bowl, Texas Tech versus USF, the Liberty Bowl, Memphis versus Iowa State, Independence Bowl, Southern Mississippi versus Florida State, Cactus Bowl, Kansas State versus UCLA, New Mexico Bowl, Colorado State and Marshall, Boca Raton is Akron versus FAU, the Heart of Dallas is West Virginia versus Utah, Quick Lane Bowl, Northern Illinois versus Duke, Frisco Bowl, SMU versus Louisiana Tech, the Camilla Bowl is Arkansas State versus Middle Tennessee, Potato Bowl is Central Michigan versus Wyoming. New Orleans Bowl, North Texas versus Troy. The Hawaii Bowl is Fresno State versus Houston. Casparilla Bowl is the Temple Owls versus the Florida International team. Arizona Bowl will be the New Mexico State Aggies in their first bowl bid since 1968, and the Utah State Aggies. As well, we'll see the Dollar General Bowl with Appalachian State versus the Toledo Rockets, and the Armed Forces Bowl with San Diego State taking on the Army West Point Academy. Now, that's your bowl season there for you. We've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to jump right in to the playoff picture and what it'll take for all four of those teams to win the national championship. We'll start with the Sugar Bowl as Clemson will take on the University of Alabama. Now, this game is looking to be an exciting one as Alabama is favored to win the tournament, but Clemson is number one. If Clemson wants to win this football game, Kelly Bryant, their freshman quarterback, is going to have to play well. Honestly, he hasn't played in big games, the best games of his ability, except for the Miami game. He played great last week. He'll need to carry that momentum into the game this week if he wants to have a chance to defeat Alabama. Do you know what it takes to beat Alabama? You have to have a flawless defensive game plan as a coach standpoint, and then perfect execution from your entire defensive staff. And then you also need on your offense, you need your offensive line to have a great game. You have to have time for somebody to have the game of their life, whether it be a quarterback or a running back, has to play the game of their life and make highlight play after highlight play after highlight play. In the Auburn game, Kerwin Johnson, the running back, had that giant game. Their defense played phenomenally, and their offensive line blocked stellar. If you think back, Johnny Manziel's done it to Nick Saban several times. Chad Kelly of Ole Miss as well has done it several times. And in Deshaun Watson's time at Clemson, he had a niche for doing it against Clemson. This year, they don't have a Deshaun Watson. They have Kelly Bryant, and he's going to have to rely on his receivers who play well against Clemson, such as Hunter Renfrow and Lorenzo Cain. They have to spread the ball around. They can't let Alabama pin their ears back, and they can't allow Alabama to get ahead in this football game. Clemson has to dominate offensively, play a sound defensive football game, and take the tempo to Clemson's speed. You can't allow Alabama to control the tempo of this football game if you want to have a chance. And if you're Alabama, you have to allow yourself the opportunity to give your playmakers the game. Have let Jalen Hurts make plays. Bo Scarborough, Damian Harris, your defensive line that we all know is a phenomenal unit. And that's how Alabama wins that football game. The other side of the bracket, the Rose Bowl, Oklahoma versus Georgia, looks to be an amazing game as Georgia is a team that has three amazing linebackers in Raquan Smith, Nick Carter, and David Bellamy. All three of them probably are going to be great NFL players, but the thing is they have range that is amazing. They can get to sweeps. They cover the inside well, and your run game really is going to suffer. Rodney Anderson of Oklahoma, the running back, isn't going to have a great game against those three, which is going to force Baker Mayfield to make a lot of plays. Baker Mayfield, being the only upperclassman quarterback starter for any of the playoff teams, is going to have to show us why he is a Heisman finalist against Georgia. His run game won't be there to help him, and he's going to have to play phenomenally if Oklahoma wants to beat the Bulldogs in this game. And if you're Georgia, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, that offensive line is going to have a great game because Oklahoma is a Big 12 defense. They've got pass rushers galore, but not much to help with that interior run game. Oklahoma struggles with the inside game. They also themselves have great backers with good range, but not nearly as athletic to get to the outside to catch a Nick Chubb or a Sony Michel. If you're Georgia, you have to stay away. You have to keep your freshman quarterback upright. He can't be getting hit by the Oklahoma pass rush because it is so frivolous and amazing. What's going to be coming down to the wire, Baker Mayfield is the only upperclassman quarterback, and it's going to show. Jalen Hurts, Fromm, Auburn's quarterback, Stidham are all underclassmen. They don't have the experience in the big game, and Baker Mayfield is going to have to show up and lead Oklahoma, and that could be the deciding factor. I'm glad you listened to us today. I'm Luke Raspberry. We talked college football preview, bowl season. We had a little bit of an amazing podcast previewing for you the bowl season. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I love talking about it. And before I leave you, I'm going to leave you with my final prediction for the college football playoff. I say Alabama defeats Oklahoma in the national championship by 7 points in a fourth quarter late touchdown drive. They had to keep Baker Mayfield off the field, and that's what Nick Saban's going to do, is he's going to score as time expires to win the national champions. I'm Luke Raspberry, signing off for now.